Books on Tape presents The State of Jones, the small southern county that seceded from the Confederacy, by Sally Jenkins and John Stauffer, read by Don Leslie. I see a book kissed here, which I suppose to be the Bible, or at least the New Testament. That teaches me that all things whatsoever I would that men should do to me, I should do even so to them. It teaches me further to remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. I endeavored to act up to that instruction. I say, I am yet too young to understand that God is any respecter of persons. I believe that to have interfered, as I have done, in behalf of his despised poor, was not wrong, but right. John Brown, last address to the Virginia Court, 1859. Prologue, The South's Strangest Soldier. 1921, border of Jones and Jasper Counties, Mississippi. The newspaper man drove his big city car along a rutted red clay country road, sending up garlands of Mississippi backwoods dust. Newton Knight was hard enough to find when he was living. Dead, he would always be a fugitive, the newspaper man supposed. The old Civil War guerrilla was said to be nearing 90 years of age, and it wouldn't be long before he escaped his worldly pursuers and went to the grave, and plunged straight to hell, his enemies hoped. But before he did, the newspaper man intended to take down his story with an honest pen. The chance to interview Knight was an irresistible summons to Meg's O. Frost.